Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information.
Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Tong. Elaine just started her internship. She is on call today, so she cannot join me in this show today. For the new listeners, this is a program that we are trying to prove a very astounding discovery that all chronic disorders can be cured. So the medical profession is wrong, that they say that nothing can be cured, then your symptom can only be suppressed with drugs or surgery. Western science, that's what I'm trained in. I'm an anesthesiologist. And I found out that Western drugs and surgery treat the symptoms but not the cause of the problem. This kind of treatment goes on forever because you never treat the root cause of the problem. So your root disease continues to rot your body while the drug and surgery side effects add double the injury to it. So people today get sicker as a result. 30 years ago, when I was a doctor, Alzheimer, allergy, multiple sclerosis, and a whole bunch of things that we hear, like cancer and stuff like that, is hardly common people know of. Today, everybody knows somebody is dying from cancer, from either a little kid to teenager to old people. Cancer was an old people disease when I was in training. So that one of the reasons is because we use too many chemicals that are bad for our body. I suppose somehow I get interested in Chinese medicine, and because I got sick, I discovered the Chinese have the correct idea, but Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and herb are too weak. It doesn't really produce a result. Any disease caused by your body unable to heal. Every system is controlled by a circulation system. In the human, it's circulation of blood. In the society, it's circulation of traffic. Both are controlled by what the Chinese discover, qi, an energy from the spirit. A human, in essence, is a spirit. The spirit controls the traffic flow. You got police force, you got engineering, you got different people that go to solve different problems in a society. So when the traffic gets blocked, you have a problem. In the human, when the blood circulation gets blocked, you have a problem. So the right way to correct any disease is to correct the circulation problem, restore the blood flow as well as the qi, the spirit, back to the body. For the last 5 years, we have been introducing patients every Saturday. They have incurable disease, considered incurable disease in the West, and we show that it can be cured. Some of these people have decades of problem, suffer for decades and try out almost everything. But almost 100% of the people, one or two treatment, get better. And all our past shows are posted on my website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 200 shows. You can almost name anything: Alzheimer's, allergy, Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, low back pain. You'll find somebody that have this problem for ages and get better dramatically with my NBE treatment. And if you have any question, you can call into the station 1-888-528-2557. Any question you want to ask me, I'll explain to you. Your problem can be improved or cured. And if you want to make an appointment, we are open until 6 today for appointments. It's 714-556-8664. Again, any question you want to call in to the show is 888-528-2557. And you want to call in for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Okay, with me right now in the studio is Samuel. Samuel's from New York. Okay, he's taking a vacation here to get shot from me. Now, why is that, Samuel? Get closer to the mic. Yeah.
This is because I've read quite a bit about Dr. Tong on the internet, and I've spoken to him personally. He is very generous, being a man of high qualifications. He took the time out to speak with me on the phone, and now I am here in person to visit, to have certain evaluations and treatments conducted and performed by Dr. Tong. I am truly grateful for such a physician, a person of Dr. Tong's caliber, to have the belief, but not only the belief, but the very knowledge and conviction in that he has treated numerous patients. And I now am one of those patients, and the hope which he has given me has been in the negative as it relates to my neurologist, orthopedist, who are of high qualifications. So I would say I would recommend Dr. Tong readily and highly to anyone who is suffering from whatever that cause may be. He is qualified both medically here in the U.S. Yeah. as well as in his own training.
Okay, Samuel, okay. Elaine, my daughter, is on the phone. She's calling in during her surgery. Elaine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you are welcome to make any comment and ask Samuel question or anybody.
Okay.
So join us, okay? Now, Samuel has a diagnosis of, what's the diagnosis?
Cerebellar degeneration.
Cerebellar degeneration.
Okay. Small brain and lower back problems and ataxic gait, balance and coordination in my gait.
Okay, here's something that everybody need to learn. Cerebellar ataxia, all these fancy terms, means nothing. Mm-hmm. It does mean nothing, okay? Because those are all symptoms. You tell the doctor, I have problem walking, my gait is wobbly. They call it ataxia. You say that I have trouble with my balance. They say that you have cerebellar degeneration. Okay, degeneration is the symptom. Why the degeneration has to do with not enough circulation to your small brain, the cerebellum. And that's the reason why you have problem, the cerebellum control, the muscle coordination. And that is reason why. Why is the underlying cause of the problem? What happened is a symptom. So doctors, Western doctors, I learned in medical school only the symptoms. So you get your symptom forever suppressed. You will never get a cure. Now, we are talking to you today. I'm going to invite you back on Saturday I am confident that you will improve. So since I gave you 3 treatments so far, okay, what have you improved?
I would say specifically my lower back has improved. I do not feel the sensation or the same degree of pain which emanated from my lower back. So number one, that has improved significantly.
After which treatment your low back pain improved?
After, I would say, 1.5 to 2 treatments.
Yes.
And so far, I've only had about 3 to 4 treatments.
Three treatments. Yes. Mm-hmm. How about your neck?
My neck, there's no longer that stiffness. I would say, honestly, my neck feels more nimble and freedom of movement.
Yes.
Much better.
Okay, so your gait, your walking ability had to do your balance control by the small brain which is right in the neck area. So your painful spastic neck, okay, means that the circulation to that area is no good. Your back, the back pain, low back pain, make you unable to control your muscle better. So we have improved this area. Today I found out that your bottom of your feet is numb. Now that might take a little more time and more effort to control. Once you get that better, you can feel the sensation of the bottom of feet, you will walk better.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm truly grateful for such an articulation in such simple terms by Dr. Tong. He has put it in layman's terms. Although I'm a very educated person, I have a graduate degree, an MBA, I have an LLB, a law degree, and I have a Bachelor's of Science in Political Science. I also have an Associate in Paralegal Studies, as well as an Associate in Insurance Claims.
Yes.
So I'm highly qualified, but I must say clearly that Dr. Tong has put this in the simplest terms. But equally important, if not more important, is the fact that he's given me hope.
Yes. Okay. Want to say something, Elaine?
Yes. Sam, what did they do for you in New York for your pain and your ataxic gait?
Well, I've gone to chiropractors. I've visited my orthopedist. He says a surgery wouldn't help.
Mm-hmm.
But my problems are not within his domain of specialty. So he referred me to a neurologist. I've visited 2 neurologists. I've gone to the best neurologist in New York at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Neurologists who specialize in movement disorders. They basically diagnosed me with the same cerebellar ataxia but told me there's no cure and there's really nothing.
Yeah, right. Don't let that fool you.
What's
a neurologist.
What's the neurologist saying?
Best neurologist, okay? What can they use? Drugs. How is a drug going to help you with your gait?
Well, not even so that. Usually, they just say that they don't have anything they can do for the patient.
That's right. Yeah. So have you check out my website? Have you checked on anybody who have cerebellar ataxia on my website, listen to their shows?
Yes, I have checked your website. A number of persons who were diagnosed with cerebellar ataxia has noted, in their own words, significant improvement, if not a cure.
Okay. So for those people who want to call in for questions, the number is 888-528-2557. And for those people who want to make an appointment, the number is 714-556-8664. And for these people who want to check out my website to see whether it is true or not, it's drtong.com, drtong.com. We have 200 shows, more than 100 hours of, and 600 some patients that tell story like Samuel.
Over 200 shows.
Right. We have another caller, okay? Mary, can you, are you on the line? Let's get Mary on the line.
I'm Mary Lou.
Mary, how are you doing?
It's Mary Lou. Hi, I'm doing well.
Mary Lou, okay. Okay. Mary Lou, okay. I treated your father and your mother. Can you share with us how you found out about us?
Well, actually, my girlfriend found you on the radio show, and I quickly called and made an appointment, and I've been very impressed. I'm so excited to tell you that after my dad's last treatment, he could turn his neck. He has not been able to move his neck right and left for many years. And so I just couldn't wait to tell you that. And you weren't even treating him for that. But that was one of the blessings of that treatment. He is feeling better. Plus, my mother had a cancer on the side of her face that when you treated it, the cancer kind of lifted up, very strangely, lifted up, kind of oozed out, and now is practically gone. There's only a slight red mark left on her face. And I am so happy to tell you that she can now wear her hair away from her face because she was hiding that. It looked so bad.
And yeah, how about all this ulceration, the cancer on your dad's face and the ankle?
Well, his ankle has an edema that after you treated it, the edema has begun to leak out, and he's beginning to get feeling in that leg.
Yes.
He also, that cancer on his ankle is leaking or oozing, and it's beginning to heal. It has not healed in probably 5 years.
That is
yes.
Oh, it's so exciting. And we just keep actually looking at it, just so happy to see that it's changing because the other diagnosis was amputation, and we certainly did not want that.
How was your father emotionally? I know you said he had some, he was not
he
able
had
to
been
express.
Angry.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, first he had been shutting down where he had almost no emotion. Mm-hmm. And now, he did, his first reactions out of no emotion was anger, and now he's actually beginning to tell us during the day that he feels good, and he has not done that. I can't remember how long it's been since
Amazing.
He said, hey, I feel good, and he's
yes.
talking to us, and this is huge. I'm sorry that I didn't find you sooner. That's my only regret.
Yeah, well, your father, when he first came to us, is almost half dead, you know, not responsive.
Shut down. You're right.
Yeah. He was unresponsive.
Yes,
it's kind of, yeah.
Awful.
Yes. But anyway, thanks for sharing this story with us. When we get healed, I'll take in some picture of how awful all those different lesions is. And of course, we don't show your face, his face, okay? I'm going to post it on the website for those people who see it.
They
okay?
won't believe it. They won't believe
yeah.
it. Already
Mary Lou, she's
to
been
point.
On our show before.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How many treatments has your father received?
My father has had 4. My mother has had 3.
In
my
this
mom's
span of
doing
about a
great,
month.
But my dad was so, so sick.
Wonderful.
That I can't imagine that, I can't even imagine this great result in such only 4 treatments.
That's so, right. That's how the mind heals. And our treatment just promote and enhance the healing tremendously, a lot more than acupuncture and herbs. Yes.
Oh, well, Dr.
Anyway,
Tong, his neck
yes.
was turned right to left, and he was
yes.
sitting in his wheelchair, bending forward and back and lifting his head. He has not done that
yes.
in so long.
Yes.
I can't wait to show
this
you.
Amazing.
I can't wait to show you.
And you drive all the way from Laverne, is that right?
Yes, we drive over an hour to get to your office.
Well,
but
Samuel
so
came from
it.
New York.
I'm coming weekly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for sharing your story with us, okay?
Okay, thank
yeah.
you, Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
Bye-bye,
let's
Mary
get.
Lou.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yeah, for those people who want to call in for questions, the number is 888-528-2557. And our number is 714-556-8664. Let's get Bob on the line. Bob, are you there? Hello, Bob?
Yep, I'm on.
Bob, you have a question for us?
No, I had my second treatment Wednesday.
Oh, okay, you're another patient, so I thought you were a caller. So tell us, how did you find out about us, and what did I do for you?
Found out about you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I had my first treatment about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the most exciting thing was the hearing in my left ear, as I mentioned last
time. Oh, yes. You're
the
yeah. Right.
And when you spoke into my ear right after the treatment, I said, wow, it sounded like a stereo set going off. I haven't phoned in my left ear for the first time in a long time.
How long have you
yes.
been able to hear out of it?
Oh, it's been all my life, more or less, on
life.
And off. You know.
And this was after one treatment with Dr. Tong?
Immediately, right after the treatment. I was still lying on the table when he said, can you hear me or something to that effect? And I said, wow.
it's in stereo
you
now,
don't
right?
have to yell.
Right. The chronic thing I had was a low back pain, and that is totally gone.
Yes.
Totally gone.
You came to me for the back pain. You didn't know that your hearing can be restored.
No, I didn't. I was told
yes.
by some other doctors, oh, just wash your ears out, I guess.
Wonderful.
Well, that hearing helps a little, but not like this. This was just automatic.
Wow, there's about a...
So I've had two treatments on
the
ear.
Real time to the computer.
Yeah. And,
okay.
My back...
Okay, how long... Yeah, Bob, how long have you had your back pain?
I don't know. My back's been stiff since high school.
Oh, gosh.
On and off, you know. And when I exercise a lot, it was much better. But, you know, now that I'm getting a little older, it was just really bad in the morning, just in the lower, in the lumbar region there.
Yeah. Can you tell us how young you are? So
72.
We can tell. 72. Okay. So you've been stiff since high school. You cannot hear since you were born.
Yeah,
so
now we. That left ear has always been a problem for me. I had an operation on it when I was a youngster.
Trust me, I'm not taking Bob out for dinners. This is the true story.
even after this one treatment, your hearing is better?
Yeah, that's the treatment. And the low back was just instantaneous.
Oh, my goodness. And you've had two treatments.
Two treatments, and I'm coming in next Thursday for my third treatment.
Yeah. Bob does not get any lunch from me. Bob, come and pay me.
I'm cooking my herbs now, so I'll be taking
them. Right. Those are Chinese desserts.
right. And I hope my circulation improves. It has improved, really, because I noticed my hands and feet, the circulation has improved greatly.
Great.
Yeah.
Bob,
overall,
thanks very much.
Energy improved also.
Great. You're 72 years young. Yeah. Thanks very much for sharing your story, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's get Lois on the line. She's from Arizona. Lois?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Tong.
Hi, Lois. Boy, you're
hi.
Loud. Yes.
Loud?
Yeah. Tell us how did you find out about us and what's your problem? What did I do for you?
Oh, boy. Well, I found you on the internet. And I found you because I was doing a search for a diagnosis called, they told me it was failed back syndrome.
Failed back syndrome.
Yes, I had been to a neurologist that morning. That was the last of a number of doctors I had been to, trying to find a cure for my lower back pain and pain in my legs. I had had two back surgeries prior, and I was left with a lot of pain in my low back and down my right leg and numbness in my right foot and ankle. And I finally got a diagnosis of this failed back syndrome, and they told me there's nothing they could do for me, and all they could offer me was pain pills and antidepressants. And I didn't like that prospect at all. So I went online under failed back syndrome, and I found your webpage, and I started reading it, and I read a number of articles in there from people that had been cured of just exactly what I have and a lot of other ailments, too. I got very, very excited and called your office and left a message and asked for a consultation with you. And then you called me back the following Monday, and I became convinced that you might be able to help me.
Okay, so what did I do for you, Lois?
Well, so far I just had my fifth treatment. And right off the get-go, right from the very first treatment, I noticed much improvement in the pain in my lower back. So much tightness has been loosened up. It's like I've been clenching muscles inside me for like 3 years now, and they're loosening up and feeling much better, and the pain is much decreased, and a lot of the numbness is much better down in my ankle and in my right foot and in my right calf. And so after five treatments, I've definitely noticed a noticeable improvement, and I'm definitely looking forward to more.
Great. Okay, one thing I want to remind you is that some of the pain that come back has to do with you are eating wrong. You were not able to get on the diet strictly, or you unmistakably doing something wrong. Okay, but anyway, we are running out of time. I really appreciate your calling in and sharing the story with us. Okay, so for those people who want to make an appointment, our number is 714-556-8664. Check us out. Our website number is drtong.com, drtong.com. And in our website, we have hundreds of cases, 600 some patients. Each one have a grossly list of problems, and all of them were able to get better. Okay, and in addition, there are thousands and thousands of patient testimony, and you can check it out before you call us. Okay, the point is that you can be cured. Don't listen to the Western doctors. Anyway, next week, same time, same channel. Listen again. And this is Dr. Tong. Same goodbye, and have a nice weekend.